Greg, it seems only fair to ask you, do you believe in Father Christmas?
Of course I do. Absolutely. What a strange question.
You're not going to elaborate on that, are you?
Well, I can, yeah. I mean, you know, I think that Father Christmas, I mean, it really, for me as a child, it was the sort of visual image of peace on earth and goodwill to all men. It was the symbol of, you know, generosity and feeling good and all those things. So I think that, and that's really what I think Christmas is about. So, you know, I mean, look, there is another context, which is sort of the religious aspect to it. But for me, I like that sort of, you know, as I said, peace on earth, goodwill to all men.
Did you want to do a Christmas record, or was it suggested to you in the first place?
No, it really did happen purely by accident. I'd written this little guitar lick, you know, and I was thinking, and it was a really attractive little thing. You'll hear it on the record. And I was trying to imagine what the song could be about. You know, like what, you know, what sort of song could I put with this? And the thought occurred to me that the tune of Jingle Bells mm-hmm. drifted over this guitar lick. And so the idea for a Christmas song came about. And from then, it got made. It was actually made, though, in the summer, in the heat of August. So it was a strange thing. And it was never really, you know, even once it was made, I never really considered it would ever be a sort of big thing or a hit single or anything like that. It was only when it started to get close to Christmas, everyone said, oh, look, you know, Christmas song. So really, that's how it came about. And I believed in fall.